Hi, I'm Sonia Berger. I'm chatting to you at Frieda and List Wine Estate, which lies between Paarl and Franschhoek in South Africa. Frieda in List means peace and passion, and what a wonderful setting in which to celebrate the first day of spring. Imagine the smell of jasmine as we talk about phrasal verbs. Our three phrasal verbs today are sum up, cross out, and grow apart. First one up is sum up. Sum up has three different meanings. The first one is to summarize. The second one is to represent the most typical qualities of a person or a thing. And the third meaning is to form an opinion of someone or something in a very short time. Let's start with meaning one, to summarize. Here is sample sentence one. To sum up my message today, if you want a healthy mind, invest in a healthy body. Now, this is a summary at the end of a speech. Very often when people make speeches, they have a conclusion in which they sum up, in which they summarize the main points. And the main point of this speech is that you have to look after your body, because physical well-being spills over into psychological well-being. The Greeks knew this thousands of years ago when they said mens sana in corpore sano, which means a sound mind in a sound body. Meaning two of sum up is to represent the most typical quality of a person, a thing, or a situation. Sample sentence. One word sums up this meerkat. Cute! Meerkats are suricates that live in southern Africa, and cuteness is a typical quality. However, that is not the whole story. Meerkats mark their territory obsessively by weeing everywhere. So I think it would be accurate to say that two words sum up meerkats: cute and smelly. In my opinion, those are the two most typical qualities of meerkats. The third meaning of sum up is to form an opinion about a person or a thing within a very short time. Sample sentence. First impressions count. People sum one another up within 1/10 of a second, according to researchers. Within a split second of meeting you for the first time, strangers will form an opinion about how competent you are, how attractive you are, and how trustworthy you are. These two ladies would have formed an opinion of me within 1/10 of a second as I walked into their tasting room.
Welcome to Frieda.
Thanks, I feel very welcome. Alzane, when clients walk through your doors, how do you sum up the probability of their buying your wine?
Well, firstly, for the ladies, you look at the rings, and the gentlemen, the watches, and how well they are groomed. First impressions count.
The second phrasal verb we will discuss is cross out. Cross out has two meanings. The first meaning is to put a line through words, usually because they are incorrect. And the second meaning is to put a cross over words or parts of a word or over a picture. Sample sentence one, illustrating meaning one. Cross out the words you've written incorrectly and write the corrections neatly above the spelling mistakes. Drawing a line through a word indicates that you want to replace it with another word or that you want to correct it. When you have text on a computer screen with a line going through that text, we talk about strike through. You can also cross something out, put a line through it, because you want to eliminate it as a choice. Sample sentence. After I had drawn up my bucket list, I had to cross out a few items that were too expensive. One of them is a space flight with Virgin Galactic at £130,000. I had to put a line through that one. But fortunately, I didn't have to put a line through my cheese lunch and my lovely glass of Frieda & List wine. Bon appétit. Another sample sentence. Children often threaten to cross out a friend's name on their birthday invitation list to punish that friend socially. Adults do it too. Human beings are social creatures. We want to belong to a tribe. We do not want our names crossed off lists. We don't want lines through our names because that makes us feel left out. The second meaning of cross out is literally to put a cross over something, a word or a picture, in order to show that you are eliminating it as an option or to show disapproval. In the previous sample sentence, we could have used that meaning of cross out if the child had put a cross over the person's name on the invitation list, but we used the line through meaning. Now for a sample sentence that illustrates cross out as in to put a cross over something. The CEO of the company wrote the word impossible on the whiteboard. Then he crossed out the prefix im. Why would the CEO do that? To communicate the message that impossible is not an option. Possible is the only option. In other words, he wanted to tell his employees that they needed to be positive, that they needed to think in terms of what was possible and not what was impossible. Our third phrasal verb is grow apart. To grow apart means to become less close in a relationship than you used to be, to become removed from someone emotionally. Sample sentence one. Couples do not grow apart overnight. The emotional unraveling usually takes some time. So that sentence means that people don't instantly lose connection with each other. It takes time. The emotional distance sets in over time. Sample sentence two. After a rare, spectacular union of Venus and Jupiter on the 27th of August 2016, the two planets grew apart again. Now, usually you would say two objects draw apart when they become removed from each other. But in this case, I used a bit of personification and I personified the planets Venus and Jupiter as lovers. I was fortunate enough to see this amazing celestial occurrence on a farm in South Africa on that night. And I'd love to show you the footage of these two planets so close together. And then after that, they grew apart again. They became removed from each other. The footage for the second sample sentence illustrating grow apart was also shot on the farm where I saw those magnificent planets at sunset. These free-range calves are weaned at 8 months. After the calves have been weaned, they do not grow apart from their mothers. In fact, the relationship remains close. And that brings me to the end of our sum up, cross out and grow apart phrasal verb video. It was a pleasure teaching you. Goodbye.